Okay, today's daf is that Ayin Zayin, and we're up to Mishalim Menadar. So the Mishnah said, we just quoted the Mishalim Menadar. This is about a line down from the bottom, second line down from the bottom. From the top, I'm sorry. Minishalim from the middle. I'm sorry. Right, it's a woman. We're the second line down from the middle of the page. Minishalim l'nidarim shehim l'tzorach ha-shabbat. Iboilo. We said before that we're nishal for a neder to a chacham, which is l'tzorach ha-shabbat. Is this dafke kishelo haya lehim t'nai? It's only there was no time to get a heter for the neder before. And therefore, we're allowing you to do something which shouldn't be done on Shabbos because it looks like din or it looks like the default. Or because it's needed for the Tzorach HaShabbat. So even if you could have done it before, we're not going to give you a knas and tell you you can't do it because it ends up being the covered Shabbos. Toshma, this is the kiku lay rabbanan, the greater of Zuta, the greater of Zira, fil ben adarim shayalahem pnai mi ba'odyam. Allah alamase, the rabbanan took the son of Zuta, the greater of Zira, they took him in to be matir his neder, even though there was plenty of time to do it before Shabbos, they did it on Shabbos itself. Sober of Yosef Lemeimar, Nishalim Nedarim B'Shabbat. Rav Yosef thought that the meaning of She'ela is Dafka to a Yachid Mumcha. That, yes, B'Yachid Mumcha, because it doesn't make a tumult. You don't sit down with three people. It doesn't look like a Bezdin, and therefore there's no problem over there if it's looking like a Din. But B'Shloshayat Yotot, we got to have three people together, and then it really does look like a Din. And it's Avsha Milta. And that shouldn't be done, even if it is the Tzorach HaShabbat. Mishum de Mechaz Yekadina, the Torah says you're not allowed to do din on Shabbos. Omar le'abaye, there's no way anybody is going to mix up Hatarat Nedarim with dinim. Because given this really, afilu mi'umad, since the Maaseh, we hold that the judges could be standing at the time, which is the opposite in din, where we're required it should be miyushav. Furthermore, we also hold that as opposed to normal din, it's afilu bikrovim, even people that are related are allowed to be the judges. And furthermore, as opposed to normal din, afilu balayla, the normal din cannot be, it's only beyond erot, so that it's over here, there's no din if I'm doing it at night. So even though under the circumstances, you try to be a little bit quieter when you're walking late. Even though under the circumstances, I may indeed be sitting, and I may indeed be not a koroiv, and it may be daytime. And nonetheless, since people know that this is not the necessary standards, they're not going to confuse it with dina. So it should be mutter even b'shlosha hadyotot. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Halacha, Mefirim Nedarim Balayla. The halacha is you can do hafarat nedarim at night. Gee, no kidding. It says Beferish in the Mishnah. We just had that on Adetini. It says, Nadraba Lele Shabbat. If she makes a neder now Friday night, so the Mishnah continues to say, he's made for the entire night and the day. What do I need somebody to tell me how to read a Mishnah? No, sorry, we said that wrong. Elaima halakat nishalim balayla. What we said was that there's a she'ela that's mutter to be done belel Shabbat. Omele Rav Abba, Rav Huna. You're saying this in the name of Rav. Omar Rav Hochi? Rav really said that? Now, there's two Lashonas. Actually, there's four or five different Girsaot. Our Girsa doesn't appear in any Lashon that I know of. But in any event, the way to read it in our Girsa would be, did Rav really say that openly? Omar Le'ishtik. Well, I said it in front of him, and he was quiet, and he didn't respond. So I assume that it means that he agreed. Well, I mean, are you saying ishtikamit? He was really quiet? Oh, shatikamit. Maybe he was in the middle of taking a drink, and he couldn't answer you? I mean, you're really sure under the circumstances that Rav was moida? Okay, that's one approach, one girsa. The girsa that appears most often is he says, Omar Rav, Ochi. So he asked him, Omar Le, so now Rav Abba, who was the one who was quoting Rav Huna, the name of Rav, so he says back to him, when you tell me that, are you saying to me, Rav Abba said to Rav Huna, are you saying to me now that you don't like what I'm saying when you're asking it in this lashon? Did Rav really say that? Or are you saying, wow, Rav really said that? So the way that I express that is, are you shutting me up? Ishtikan karmid? You're saying shut up? Or ashkayach ka'amid? Or are you saying, let me buy you a drink? That was an amazing thing. Which we also find. These lashonos are also nifutzot. So, good. It would be a question what Rav Huna said, how Rav Abba responded to him. And according to that, obviously, we wouldn't have the little piece in the beginning. Omar Laishti. Anyway, which way was it? Now, the gears that we have is that Omar Ravika Barovi is dakitli Rav LaRabba. The question is whether this is part of the conversation or not. If the gears that we had was, did Rav say it or not? Well, he was quiet. Are you sure that he meant to agree with you? Then we answer with this story. That Lamaisa Omar Ravika Barovi is dakitli Rav LaRabba. Look, we know an actual case where Rav had a neder, and Rav had to be matir the neder, and he went into the ketina devei Rav, that little room, there's always a little room off the Beit Midrash, so that room they went into, and he was matir the neder, omeid, yechidi, ubalayla, so apparently he agreed, because Lomaisi himself was standing, and there was nobody else that was there, and it was in the middle of the night, and nonetheless he went ahead and was matir. Now, if the question of here is that he was just asking him, you don't like what I'm saying? You do like what I'm saying? This obviously has nothing to do with it. So this is just a separate story that the Gemara is bringing because we were talking about Rav Shita. Omar Rav, Om Rav Nachman, halacha nishali nedarim omeid yechidi ubalayla. The halacha is indeed, she'ela can be done standing up on your own if you're a mumche at night, b'shabbat, b'krovim. And afilu ayalem pnai mibod yom, we don't say you should have done it before. You're allowed to be a shoyel on that neder. Says Gemara, omeid, batani arad rabbi gamliel menachamor v'netatef v'yashav itir lo. There was once a maisa where Rabbi Gamliel was walking along, he was on his chamor, and a guy comes and asks him to be matar and neder for him. And he gets off of the chamor, puts a talit on, and he sits there very, the yishuv adat. You're telling me you could just walk along and no problem. And that's certainly not what Rav Gamliel held. Says the Gemara, that's because he holds, now our girsa is the opposite, I mean the correct girsa, the way we've been learning the whole sugya, is the opposite, which is the Ran's girsa. Rav Gamliel savar, that ain't potchim b'charata. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, this is good. What does it say here? No, here it says potchim b'charata. So the correct gears, the way we've been learning all through the Masechta, is that charata is the easy way to be matir. In other words, all I need to know is the guy walks in, he says, I changed my mind. If he says that, I could say, okay, mutalav. Those were the cases we had before, shooting arrows we had yesterday. In the middle of playing around. So over here also, Rabbi Gamliel should have been able to be matir, but he holds you can't use charata. Since you can't use charata, you're going to have to sit there, work out for the guy what he would have done had he had X, Y, or Z in mind. And as we saw before, that could take hours, and then you have to really analyze what his state of mind would have been under the circumstances. According to him, you need a lot of iyun in the nether. In which case, since he holds ein potchim b'charata, so mi'akir nidra be'inan uboi yune, so you're going to have to now go ahead and uproot the neder, and you're going to have to look into it. So ahachi yashav, that's why he felt he needed to sit. Whereas Rav Nachman Savar, Rav Nachman holds potchim b'charata. Since he holds potchim b'charata, so what do I need to think about it? The guy's coming in, he says yes, charata. So afilu mi'umad. We can understand how to be Mekayim, the Girsa, as it appears here, because we saw earlier the question of whether you had to turn the Charata itself into a Peta. And potchim b'charata would then mean something other than what we're saying. We're saying potchim b'charata means you might as well throw out the netter just with a charata. But the other way of understanding potchim charata is you find out from the guy and you said, look, now you have charata. Had you known at the time that you made the netter that you were going to come and say you have charata on the netter, would you ever have made a netter? So we have to now make sure that he understands that the charata itself is not something that he could just casually say, ah, I'm sorry, it was stupid. And wait, just hold on a second. At the time, you didn't think it was stupid. So what exactly was missing? What would it have taken for you to understand that it was stupid? So this now is a whole analysis which you have to recreate the scene of the netter for the guy's mind. And it's not enough to take him at his word that he feels now he was being stupid. It has to be that at that time he would have felt that he was stupid, if he had understood this. Okay,
that's kind of absurd. If he's doing something that he realizes
is
stupid.
No, as we said, remember that the question that we have is whether the person in the state of mind that he was in would have been able to note from the outside that he's in a strange state of mind. So that is something that takes a psychiatrist sometimes. To pull somebody into recognizing that, yeah, okay, fine, we can play along with it, but can we just sort of get out of that for a minute and pretend that you're human? Right? So that kind of idea already requires some serious sitting and thinking. Whereas Rav Nachman would hold that potchim b'charata. So, ein potchim b'charata, the way Viskir would have it is you don't need to do that with the charata to turn into a petah. So basically, the two girsahot don't differ in the results. The result is obviously, if you need more concentration, you have to sit. If you need less concentration, you can stand. The question is, what is the element that we're discussing that requires concentration? The finding of a petach or the turning of a charota into a petach? Amalei Rav or Nachman. Look at this, Rebbe. This guy comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he says, "Is the kikol le rabbonim levreid ravuna baravin?" The rabbonim, they responded to a need to be matir neder for ravuna baravin, and they were matir his neder. And you know what they told him after they were matir his neder? They said to him, "Amrule zilu boi rachmi al nafshecha dechatata. You should go and pray for your soul." Because you really screwed up doing this neder, even though we're canceling the neder. The Tanur of Dimi, Akudur of Safra, Kol Hanoder. It doesn't matter what you do. As we saw before, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And there's a Alpha Pishu Mekaimo. He thinks he's a big holy man, and he's being Mekai in the neder. He's called a Chote. Omre Vizid Mikro. Vechitech Dalindor Lo Yebachachet. So always we darsh in the Torah the Mashmaut of something is that we have a right to make an inference to the other side. V'kitagdal indor lo yabachachet tells us by the rules of drasha, if not by logic, halochadalta ikachet. If you will not shut up and stop making the dorm, you will end up with chet. Tanya, getting now to this, by the way, is where the two dots are. I don't know what the random placement of two dots on the page and. This is the two dots. This is the end of the circuit. Now, starts, take out those other two dots. So now, starts the Gemara now in new circuit. Tanya. Omer le'ishto, kol nidorim shetaduri, i'efshi shetaduri, ein zen ned, lo amar klum. Now, again, there's some girsa problems here. The girsa, as we have it, is clearly trying to talk about how to be mayfair a ned. And what it's saying is, if you say to your wife, "Ein zen neder," that's not a neder.
Two different cases.
You say, "Ein zen neder." Nah, that's garnish. If you say, "You know, I don't like these kind of nedarim," doesn't mean anything. Because you did not say a lashon of hafara. On the other hand, when it comes to hakama, if you say, "Oh, yafasi, very good," or in kamotech, nobody like you, baby. Or im lo nadart, if you hadn't made that netter, I'll tell you, my dear Chahani, Which anyway is always a good idea to say any of these things, whatever she says, right?
And
yeah, I mean, it's a general lotion, which is beep, you know.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear, yeah, beep. Okay. So, nonetheless, that's considered to be Devarav Kayamim. That's considered to be a hakama, because a hakama does not require a technical response on your part. It only requires an indication of your desire that the netter should be mukuyam. Basha'enken, when it comes to hafara, where the Torah gives it over to you as zeha davar, and this is the whole parsha of matot, over there it's very specific. We'll see more of this later. So that's the girsa that we have. Now there's another girsa that does not have the words Ein Zen Neder, and what it's saying is only a reference to the Hakama, and it takes the word Sa'omer Lishto Kol Nadurim Shetaduri to mean Atid. Whatever Nadurim you're going to make, I don't like. The question is the implication, but the Nadurim you made until now, that's okay. So is an implication sufficient for hakama? No. But an indication of pleasure is sufficient for hakama. So it's only talking about hakama, in which case, obviously, we can't have the girsa ein zeneder. I mean, it's talking about hakama. So in other words, the difference revolves around how to read that first case. Because certainly the lashon kol adam shetaduri is mashma from this point on. Now, it could just be people, you know, people use their language loosely. You know, oh, these kind of nedarim that you make all the time. And that's it. It's an atid b'makom avar. I don't like it. That type of thing. So, okay, there are two different ways of understanding that. We're referring both hafara and hakama. We're now contrasting hafara that needs to be specific with hakama that isn't. Or is this only a reference to hakama, and it's questioning whether an inference of hakama is sufficient, even though an indication of hakama is sufficient. Lo yomar adam li'ishto b'Shabbat. Furthermore, talking about now the lishonot, if it's on Shabbat, you should not use the normal languages that you use for hafara, like mufer l'chi, or batil l'chi, k'derek sh'omer la bachol, the way that he normally says it, elo omer la t'li v'ichli t'li v'sheti v'aneder batel me'ela. What he should say to her is, okay, just take this and eat it, or take this and drink it, the thing that she had asked. And therefore the neder is batal on its own. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzar shivatel b'libo. But you have to be mevatel in your heart. Now this is a very weird situation. We just said that an indication is not sufficient. And so, I mean, to be mevatel b'libo is sufficient. It's even worse because the Ram actually brings that the whole point is, that we'll see later on, hafara b'lev is not hafara. And hakama b'lev is hakama. And that's the reason for the previous distinction we made in the Braita. That since if you just thought that it should be mekuyam, it's mekuyam, so of course you can't even indicate that it should be mekuyam, it's mekuyam. Mashenkin hafara, the Torah said, you're supposed to use this language. So how all of a sudden can we say t'li v'ichli, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, but of course hafara is b'lev, if there is no hafara b'lev. So the Ram says it's not a problem, because since you said tzli v'ichli, so then you're giving vent to, in action, to the hafara that you did belay, so it's no longer considered to be belay. We find that kind of distinction, let's say, by a kotten. Kotten doesn't have makshava to be loy b'gol tuma. But a makshava that is indicated, niker mitov ma'asav, that he may have, makshavto nikeret mitov ma'asav. The same thing is true over here. The hafara b'libo, which is nikar, mitoch, dvarav afterwards, that he's telling her, take it and eat it, that's not considered to be belayed. And the actual going and giving it to her is a very clear hafara.
Why don't we do b'libo, why don't we say t'livachli?
Because that's not a lashon of hafara. But becomes a, what's in his heart is the lashon of hafara. But the t'livachli makes what's in his heart expressed. It's as if he articulated Lashon HaVafar. It's the combination of the two issues. A little dicey, but that's the way the Ran understands it. Now, in classical Rambam fashion, he has an absolutely stunning understanding of this Gemara. And it's so meduik in the Lashon, and it makes nafkaminas in hundreds of sugyas. And it drives the Ravid absolutely bananas, who asks one question after another on it.
But in,
right? But in terms of the sugya, it's absolutely beautiful. The Rambam says like this. If you look here, I mean, it's, you know, obviously he doesn't speak all this out, but it's clear from his words that this is what he's saying. Here it says, Omer la tlivich li tlivishti, vaneder batel me'en lav. Doesn't say he's being made for the matter. The Rambam is mechanish that there's two different dinim in a baal and an isha. One is hafara, in which the hafara cancels the matter from this point on. It's not batel. He's just saying, I'm utilizing my rights of bid, right, of afora. But there's also the balut of a baal, in which the fact that he says to her, look, I don't want to hear any nonsense, just take it and eat it. What do you mean, just take it and eat it? I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm telling you, take it and eat it. So in that case, the netter becomes batel, because he's not allowing any place for the netter. And since she can only be noderet, where the husband is in some sense accepting of her netter, the netter becomes batel. So hafara, you can't do belay. But betel has nothing to do with hafara. Betel is the fact that we're just acting as if this netter doesn't exist. And therefore, it's mevatel the netter completely. It makes tremendous yeah, nafkaminas,
but then why is Rashiva to believe
those things?
Sorry? Why does the Rambam need Rashiva to believe?
How does he learn Rabbi Yochanan? No, that's part of the discussion. I mean, he obviously doesn't speak out and he learns Rabbi Yochanan. But it's a, there's a whole, yeah, there's a whole other understanding, which we'll see in a moment. Tanya, Beit Shammai Omrim, B'Shabbat Mevatel Belipo, B'Chol Motzi Misvatav. Which doesn't make any sense. The Pashtas, I mean, nobody, unless you learn like the Rambam. No, it's, on Shabbos, you can be mevatel because the betel is always done belay. It's just that you're being mevatel it by acting it out. That's where the Rambam learns. The problem, huh?
Is it the same?
Yeah, in other words, just in your heart, it's ridiculous. Then you do the tlivich li, then there's batel me'ela. So that's okay. In chol, you would be motzi bisvasav the hafara. But others have a real problem with this. If you're mevato belibo, so if bito belay it helps at Shabbos, so why does it help a chol? If you're telling me it doesn't help a chol because of zeh davar, what's the possible logic of using it on Shabbos? So either they learn that this means tli vichli, of course, together with the bito belay, so that, as we just said, that you're doing, and then the whole, the optional, is the optimal rather, is to be motzi bisvata, or another pshat, which is also a little dicey, is that in places where a person is an onus, we take what he says in a different way than where he isn't. So in other words, we've seen this a number of times, we'll look at the context, and we'll say, in this context, saying such and such was the most that you could possibly say, because otherwise you'll get killed, or whatever it is, means we understand it to mean, as a matter of fact, sometimes we understand it to mean the opposite of what you said. You know, I swear this belongs to the government. I mean, we understand that to mean that you IRS guys stink. I mean, you know, so the context over here, since he's not allowed to say it on Shabbos, is saying hafara. They say, very dicey, because we're not interested in what we understand, we're interested in what you say it. So others learn also another, I mean, which the Ran says makes no sense, is that b'chol motzi b'svatav means that night b'chol, he should be motzi b'svatav. In other words, so we get along well enough on Shabbos with this, but not in the week. So that would be based, the Ran doesn't like that, but that would be based on the approach, and it's all a question of onus. So at least indicate you're real, you know, when you have a chance, and now it's not an onus anymore, because now you can say it, so say it. Beit Hillel omrim, echad zeh ve'echad zeh mevatel b'libo, ve'in tzarich lotzi b'svatav. Again, according to the Rambam, that simply means give it to her and let her eat it. You don't need to say any more than that. As long as in your lev you're mevatel. Because we're not talking about afora, we're talking about bitul. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, chacham sh'amar b'lashon ba'al, u'ba'al sh'amar b'lashon chacham lo amar klum. If they switch the language, and the Chacham tries to be mefer a neder, which implies from this point on, he can't do that. He has no way of canceling the neder. He cannot say, I'm canceling your neder. There's a big difference between a cancellation and an annulment. He can only be mevatel the neder from the roots. So he can say, this neder is mutar. This neder is batel. The Baal, on the other hand, can't do that. And he can only be mefer. So he can't say, mutarlach. He has to say mutarlach. And therefore, they can't switch their lashon. And this we learn out also from the lashon of the pasuk, the Tanya. Zehadavar. Zehadavar always means it's got to be like this. And davar is usually a reference to how you say something, dibor. Zehadavar. Chacham matir ve'en habaal matir. Because look, you might have thought, she'achol ma'chacham she'eno mefer matir. You might think that a chacham who doesn't have the koach to be canceling the dorim, and he can go along, he can go ahead and he can be eiker neder. So a Baal who's even given more power in the dorim. A Baal is allowed to just say, okay, forget about this neder. So koshikin, he should have the power of the chacham to be eiker the neder. Eno dinche matir. Therefore comes along the Torah to say zeh adavar. And on the other hand, once we know this, we have to look at it from the other side. The chacham can only be matir. The chacham matir rather than a Baal matir. That's why it says it. Now, on the other hand, we tanya idak the other way around. Zeh adavar, a Baal mefer, then a chacham mefer. Because you might have said just the opposite. If a Baal, all he could do is he could cancel the neder. So he can't be matir. But he could still be mefer neder. A chacham has the keach to even be matir neder. So suppose the chacham doesn't want to be matir, the guy's neder milachatchila. He just wants to cancel the neder from this place. Koshkin, he should be able to do that. Eino dinche mefer, Talmud lomar, ze hadavar, Baal mefer, ve ein chacham mefer. Okay, we'll see more of this, but sorry, Shabbos, but by the way, the Ron's gear sober is very Yerushalmi. Completely different, just a different take. But anyway, the question is the same. Toshma. Is dakikonu rabbona levreder of zukar vreder of zira afilu ben nedarim shayalem pnai mivod yom. So for Rav Yosef lemeima nishalim nedarim b'shabbat v'yachid mumchim b'shloshei adiyot adlo mishum nebechazi yakedina amar leabaya kiv desvirla afilu miumad afilu bekrovim afilu belayla. Who's going to make that mistake? Lo mechazi yakedina. Amar Rav Abba amar Rav Huna amar Rav alacha meferim nedarim belayla. It's a mishnah. Madnitini, Nadrab Lele Shabbat, etc. Elaim Alakha Nishalim Balayla. Omale Rababal Ravuna, you're quoting Rav, but Omar Rav Achi. Omale, well, Ishtik. Or Omale, are you telling me to shut up? So Omale, though he was quiet. Omale, are you sure he was quiet? Ishtik Amrit or Shatika Amrit? Omer Vika Barovin is Dakikle Rav, Lerova, Bekitunya Devei Rav, and he was Omeid, Yechidi, Ubalayla. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman, Alocha, Nishalina Dorin, Omeid, Yechidi, Balayla, Beshabbat, Bekrovim, Vafilo Ayalan Pnaim Bibodio. Omeid, Vatanya Yerad, Rav Gamliel Menachamor, Minitatev, Yashav, Yitirlo, Nidro. That's pretty serious stuff. Yeah. So miyaker nidra beina for that boy yunei hachi yashav. Whereas Rav Nachman savar potrim b'charata, in which case tafilu muumad. Omar le Rava le Rav Nachman chazim har haim rabbanan diata b'mar Rava v'amar is dakiku le rabbanan levreid Ravuna baravid v'shor le nidra. But then they told him varmule zilu boy racham al nafshecha dechatanta the tani Rav Dimi achud Rav Safra. Kol anoder, alfa pishu mekaimon nikra chote. Omer Rav Zvid, maikra, v'chitechadal lindor lo yabachachet. Holo chadalta, ika bachachet. Tanya, omer li ishto, kol anodorim shetaduri. Yevshi shetaduri. Or, ain't ze neder, lo amaklu. Ui, yafea siidor, ma, ink motecha. Im lo nadart, midirech ani, dvorav kayamin. Lo yomar adam li ishto b'shabbat mufer lachi, or bati lachi. Kederach shomer lo b'chol. Ela omer la tli vichli, tli vishiti, vaneda bata meela. Omri v'yochan v'tzor shivate v'lipo. Tanya b'chamay, omri. B'shabbat m'vater b'libo. B'chol m'otzi b'sfatav. U'bet ilel, omri, me'echad ze ve'echad ze m'vater b'libo. Ve'en tzorich l'otzi b'sfatav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham, shamar b'lashon ba'al, u'ba'al shamar b'lashon chacham, lo amaklum, detanya. זה הדבר חכם מתיר בין הבא מתיר שיכול ומה חכם שאינו מפר מתיר בעל שמפר אין עודין שמתיר תלמוד אומר זה הדבר חכם מתיר ואין בעל מתיר תניה עידה זה הדבר בעל מפר ואין חכם מפר שיכול ומה בעל שאינו מתיר מפר חכם שמתיר אין עודין שמפר תלמוד אומר זה הדבר בעל מפר ואין חכם מפר